The president of the influential American organization Catholics for Choice is due to visit Clare today. His name is John O'Brien, and he'll be the keynote speaker at a public meeting on abortion taking place in the Old Ground Hotel tonight. Catholics for Choice was founded 45 years ago and describes itself as the leading pro-choice organization advocating for sexual and reproductive rights from a culture, faith, justice and morality standpoint. Now, it has its headquarters in Washington, but John himself is a Dubliner, and when we spoke on Friday, I'll begin by asking him to tell us more about the organisation.
Three Irish women in New York in the early 1970s recognised that abortion was a reality in the United States. And when they heard the bishop speaking, they didn't think the bishop spoke to the reality that Catholic women experienced. So they set up an organization to be a voice of ordinary Catholics who have a different view when it comes to reproductive health. You know that Catholic women the world over use contraception. 99% of Catholic women in the United States use a method of birth control that the bishops disagree with. Catholic women have abortions at the same rate as those of other faiths or of no faith. So very much, Catholics make decisions about reproductive health, and there was a need for an organization to represent that, especially to politicians who make decisions about our reproductive health care and our health care generally. So Catholics for Choice began in the early 1970s, and now we work in a variety of settings from Africa, Latin America, Asia, and Europe.
Okay. And obviously, you are more than aware of the fact that the Church's teachings on this, in the main, are that they do not permit abortion under their teachings. The Bishop of Killaloe, in a recent interview, described the proposals that the Irish people look likely to vote on later this year as appalling. What do you say to people like that who share your faith but not your belief in this regard?
Well, Church teachings on moral decision-making and abortion are complex. In Catholic theology, there is room for the acceptance of policies that favor access to a full range of reproductive health options, including contraception and abortion. At the very heart of Church teachings on moral matters is a deep regard for individual conscience. So while the Catholic hierarchy, the bishops, have teaching in relation to contraception and abortion, it's not enough as a Catholic when you die to say, I was following the orders of the bishop. We have to discern for ourselves, in good conscience, weighing up what the Church teaches, what the bishops say, and what our reality is as Catholic parents, mothers and fathers, individuals who have to be responsible. So I think that, it's important to recognize that while the bishops have a certain view, that Catholics themselves must discern what's correct. And very often, whether it's in relation to divorce, whether it's in relation to gay marriage, a whole range of issues, I think Catholics make decisions for themselves. Some Catholics, indeed, do follow the orthodoxy of the bishops on these questions,
Yeah. And
some Catholics disagree. It doesn't make us good Catholics or bad Catholics. It makes us Catholic. In Catholicism, the theologian once said, Catholicism is defined by unity in diversity. We are Catholics, but sometimes we have diverse views.
But you would accept that many of those on the pro-life side of this debate are influenced strongly by the teachings of the Church.
There's absolutely no doubt that some in the anti-abortion movement are influenced and use Catholicism as part of their argumentation. I also think, abortion is a reality in Ireland. Over 3,000 women every year go across the water into another country to have an abortion. Those 3,000 women are not Protestants. They are, by and large, Catholics. So abortion is a reality in this country, and what I think is fabulous is that Irish people now have the opportunity to really talk about the issues involved and to craft a response to the need for abortion in Ireland that is one built upon compassion and care. Some people might not even agree with abortion or might not have one themselves, but the idea that you would allow freedom to another person to make their decision that's right for them and their families, I think that that's a great opportunity that's afforded us, and also the great opportunity to have an exchange of ideas that is actually built upon, the idea of what a caring society would look like and what a free society would look like. So I'm excited by the conversation that is beginning in Ireland.
You are a Dubliner already, as I've mentioned already, but Catholics for Choice, as you have outlined, is an American organisation. Why is it right for any foreign group to get involved in this debate in Ireland?
First of all, I think Irish people have a great tradition of speaking out about various issues around the world. Irish people weren't silent when the human rights abuses were happening in Central America. We weren't silent when it was come to the apartheid situation in South Africa. And we're not silent when we see something, we say something. And I think that while we're based in the United States, we work internationally, I've been invited here to share my perspective. I'm somebody who's out there in places like El Salvador. Women can be sentenced up to 15 years when they're suspected in prison for suspected of having an abortion. I'm in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where I go into the maternity hospitals and I see women who've tried to induce an abortion who are dying on stretchers. So I think the perspective that we have is just coming to share some of those realities, some of the thinking that we've had. And I think, as you know, as an Irish citizen and as a citizen of the world, in solidarity, that I think it's a good thing that Irish people are interested in.
Okay, but while respecting all of that, they are not the same as a referendum on Irish laws decided on by Irish people. And yeah, you've got the right to. I'm not arguing that at all. But is it appropriate for any foreign group on either side of the debate to get involved?
Well, I think Irish people spoke out against the anti-apartheid laws. Irish people spoke, in favour of civil and human rights in Central America. And I think having
But you are trying to influence a vote here. You are trying to influence the opinions of Irish people in a domestic matter.
I think it's absolutely for the Irish people themselves to actually vote and make a decision. But I do think that in the totality of our understanding, it's a good idea to listen to others' perspectives and other views. That's all I'm doing. I'm just bringing a perspective and a view and sharing that for those who are interested in listening. It's not compulsory.
But are you concerned in any way that your involvement and the involvement of others who are outside of Ireland in this debate, that it could undermine the pro-choice and the pro-repeal side's argument? You often hear, for example, criticisms of donations made by the likes of George Soros to various groups, again by people on the other side, who say that again, these are outsiders trying to influence matters here in Ireland.
I have much more faith in the Irish people than that. I know that the Irish people, just as we had with this, with the committee that met and considered the People's Forum that considered the issues, I believe that the Irish people have reached a new level of maturity and forthrightness where they can weigh up these issues for themselves. Information never hurt anybody. And I think that, you know, Irish people are open to hearing different voices in the discussion of all sides. And I don't think that undermines Irish people's maturity and decision-making in making the right decision for Ireland going forward.
You will be in Ennis on Monday night. What will your message be when you're addressing that event, which I think is in conjunction with the Abortion Rights Clare group?
Well, I'm really happy that, you know, I grew up in the Republic of Ireland at a time when we had various restrictions around contraception. Divorce wasn't allowed. Homosexuality at one point was a criminal offence. So I'm very happy to see Ireland moving forward. And I think that, you know, if there is lessons from around the world, looking at a woman in El Salvador who'll be thrown in prison or someone dying in Africa because they can't access an abortion, I think the idea that Irish people would really consider what the cost is in those 3,000 women being told that they cannot be, their health needs cannot be met in the Republic of Ireland, at home, with their families, with their doctors. Irish people considering that, I think that's exciting, and that's part of what I'll be saying to the people of Clare.
I'm sure that many people listening to this morning might be of the view that to compare the Irish health system to the likes of El Salvador and the Democratic Republic of Congo may be going a step too far.
I was speaking more about the rights of people. Like, the reality is that the rights of women are greatly undermined in El Salvador. The rights of women in many African countries are undermined. And I think, you know, there's a real question about the rights of women in the Republic of Ireland. Should a woman have a right to follow her conscience and exercise bodily autonomy in making a decision to continue a pregnancy or not? So for many women, I think they feel disenfranchised. And so I'm not comparing the health systems. I'm comparing the rights of women and whether we should really trust women to make the right decisions for themselves, as opposed to imposing something through a very failed Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, which we've seen time and time again, whether it's Civita or whether it's many of the other A, B, C, X cases, you know, like the number of cases we've had is quite ridiculous. Maybe there's a better way of dealing with it than the Eighth Amendment. And I think that that's an exciting question for Irish people to ask themselves where they want to go in the future.
And it's one question that they will answer in the months ahead. John O'Brien of Catholics for Choice, thank you very much for joining us. The event we mentioned taking place tonight at the Old Ground Hotel from 7 o'clock. John, thank you.
Thank you for having me.